Today's daf is Zvachim daf Kufhei, 105. And we are on Kufdal and Amabez, towards the bottom, as we continue this last, as we mentioned, this parak was about the chalukah of the portions of the karbanis, except for this last mishnah. This last mishnah brought up new topics related to the chatos pnimios, when the tumah happens, and when the other halachas kick in. We spoke about if they're carrying them out. The outer ones are our tummy already. Our tummy begadim. The achronim are not our tummy begadim. Hopefully we'll get to towards the end the Meshech Chachma that explains a hashkafa a little bit why there is such a thing as tumah hisaskus. Unlike most other tumas, I guess we can put it on the list. We always say there are three ways that you become tummy. You can become tummy by touching something or by carrying something or by being in the same ohel. And there's a fourth way. Sometimes we mention tumas hesit. That's by moving something. That's four. I guess there's a fifth way, by eating something. Tumas beis ablia, by nevelos of tar. But then we have another one called tumas hisaskus. Tumah by being involved in the avoda of these quote-unquote karbanos that are the brought outside. So that's another way, a unique way of becoming tummy. But I don't think you could, the last two, I don't think you could put on the list of ways you become tummy because these are the only cases, exceptions to the rule. The tumas hisaskus and the tumas achila in beis ablia. But the general rule still, I think, applies. Achila, negia, and ohel. Okay, so we're in that discussion. So we want to know if the same rules of karbanos apply to these nisrafin as all karbanos. So yesterday we discussed, what about lina? Does lina possible or not? The Gemara did not answer the question. And remember I mentioned the slach, the Noda Behuda assumes that it does. There is an isser of lina when it comes to these karbanos. The Menachas Chinuch wonders, based on our Gemara, why should that be? Our Gemara has a suffix about it, and the slach assumes that it is for sure, yes, true, a true and isser of lino, and the Achiezer defended the tzlach by saying that maybe there's a difference between a carbon that never was in the parsha of achila versus a carbon that became pasul. Our Gemara is about a carbon that was never in the parsha of achila. Paramanis Rafin, there was never achilas mizbeach or achilas kohanim. Being burned outside of the Beis Hadeshet is not called achilas mizbeach. That's not mizbeach. That was the discussion yesterday. So that was regarding lina. So now we're up to the next psul, and that is a fourth to last skinny line. Boy, Rabbi Elazar. Elazar asks, what about Yitzia? Is there a psul yotze by these karbanos? Ma'u shetoa b'parmanis rafim v'sir manis rafim. After all, why should this be unusual? Because they're supposed to be yotze. After the Emurin are burned, they are Yotzei. So the question is there a Psul Yotzei before, when it's not at the time for them to go out? Do we still say there's a Psul Yotzei there? So Michael Mibayale, what exactly is the question? Amr Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyah Abba says, Ki Kamibayale, Aliba Demanda Amar, Adayin Lo Higiyaz Mana Latzeis. So you see that earlier, El Pei Tesma Beis, we had the Gemara at the beginning of Kalatadir. If you have Bisar of the Kodshei Kalim, right, meat of the Kodshei Kalim, which you can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim. But let's say it goes out before Haktaras Emurin, or before Zrika, before it's supposed to go out. So do you say then that there's no Psul Yotzei because it's going to go out anyway, Sof Karban Latzeis, or do you say no, right now it's not supposed to go out, so there's a Psul Yotzei. That was the machlokas there. So says the Gemara, according to the Manta Amar that says, Adayin lo higiyaz man latzeis. So according to the Mandaba that says, over there, by the Basar Kodshei Kalim, that there is a Psul Yotzei because it hasn't reached its time to go out, even though it's supposed to go out later after the Avodah Shadan. But according to that Manda Amar, you have a question here, as we'll see in a second what the question is. According to the other Manda Amar, you don't have a question. If you say over there that even though Lo Yigiyaz Mana Latzeis is no Psul Yotzei, for sure you'd say there's no Psul Yotzei here. But only over, according to the other Manda Amar, that says over there, there is a psul yotzei, mi amrina, do we say, hani mili basar, de'ein sofa lazi eschofa. Over there, maybe we'll say that you know why there is a psul yotzei, because that basar, you could eat it right here, you could eat it in the base of the mikvash, it doesn't have to go out. So because it doesn't have to go out, so maybe you'll label this still as a karban with a psul, with a possibility of a psul yotzei. Aval hani de sofa lazi eschofa lo. But these karbanas, which you have to go out, their avoda is done outside the Mikdash, maybe there you'll say, for sure, there's no psul yotzei by these, because it's supposed to be yotzei. You're right, you jumped the gun, but there's no psul yotzei. O Dilma, or we say no, hachanami lo giyazman latzeis, or we say there's no difference. Lamaisa, it doesn't go out now, so therefore, we say that there is a psul yotzei. That's the shayla on this gemara. What's the sar behind this? Do you say it's a focus on the karbon or a focus on the gavra? The gavra has to take it out, or which is which? But that's something that that might fit into the two studim. So Tashma, so we try to prove it. The Tani Levi, what do we have earlier? Remember we had up above, we had the two brises describing the three base hadashanim. So one of them was Levi, the Tani Levi, the second brisa was, She'ira bo psul bi yitzi aso. What's the case where you burn it on the base hadashan outside, where it got a psul bi yitzi aso? So what does that mean, bi yitzi aso? So my la psul yitzia, doesn't that mean psul yitzia? It's talking about parman esrafim. Doesn't that mean a psul yotzei? So the Gemara answers no, lav dafka lo, psul tuma upsul lina. Psul yotzei just means going out from being kosher, not literally going out, and therefore, it could be referring to psul tuma and lina. You remember what the last lines we did yesterday? We quoted the same Bryce that says, isn't it talking about lina? So we said, no, maybe it's about psul tuma and psul yotzei. So what are we trying to do both? So the Rashi says yes. We're trying to say the brisa cannot be interpreted for sure in any case. Whatever you try to prove, we'll say maybe it's talking about the other psulim and not this psul. So you're right, it's exactly contradictory of what we said yesterday in the last line, but it's not really a contradiction. It's just saying it could mean this, it could mean that, so don't bring me any rayas from Levi. See the Rashi right across from where we are? Tekoi hacho matchile, koi hacho matchile. So it pushes off in both directions, which means it's not a raya. If you put it all together, so maybe it is a right for something, but we don't know which one, so we can't prove any of them. Okay, next question. Boy, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar asks a third question about Paramanis Rafim. Boy, Rabbi Elazar. Paramanis Rafim was Irmanis Rafim. You have these cases, thank you, of the Karbanos, the power of the Sa'ir, that have to be burned outside. So what's the case? Sheyatza Rubo B'miut Eiver. Mahu. What's the case? As we mentioned in the Mishnah, that it's only once it goes out of the walls of the Azara does the Tumah kick in. The Tumas Hisaskus and the Begadim that they're wearing become Tame from them. The Tumas, that only kicks in afterwards. So what if the most of the animal, Yatsa Rubo, most of the animal is out, but only if you add on a Miut of one of the limbs. Right? There's a limb that's on the border. So you stop time as it's going out of the Azara. One of the limbs is mostly still in, but a minority out. But if you add this minority to the rest of the animal that's out, so then a majority of the animal is out. So do you consider this animal mostly out or in? Ma'a, what's the halacha? Hach mi'uta de'ever basar ruba shadinan lei? Do we say that you look at this ever as itself, its own unit? And therefore, this aver is mostly still inside. So you treat the entire aver as it's inside, as inside halanafkale. And therefore, the animal does not create tumas hisaskus yet, because it's still mostly inside the azara. Do you say that? Do you look at the aver in and of itself? O dilma, or no? Basar ruba de behemah shadinan. Don't look at the most of the aver independently, but most look at the whole animal. And most of the animal is out with this aver. So therefore, you throw this miut of the aver with the animal. Again, this is, do you say the principle of uber yerech imahu, or yerech, right? Uber is yerech imo, but a yerech is for sure yerech, right? This is a yerech imo. So do you say you look at the larger case? The Gemara then says, they have to answer the question, this isn't a shayla. Pshit, it's obvious. Lo shefkina ruba de behema, vazina basa ruba de varm. For sure you go after the animal. Who cares that the rest of this aver is inside? Look at the animal. That's the larger connection of this limb. So for sure, that wasn't really the question that we were asking. Ella, this is the question that Rabbi Elazar was really bothered by. Sheyatza chetzio berov aver. The animal is half and half. Rashi explains. Really, it's half and half. And you have an aver that's the opposite, mostly outside. And the meat is inside. That's the question of the, and but the animal is exactly half and half. So there is no rove looking at the animal. So what's the question? According to Rashi, the Achronim pointed out, the Diyun has just switched. The previous suggestion was about, are the Kohanim Tameh yet? How do you look at the animal? And therefore, are the Kohanim involved in this Avod the Tameh yet or not? Now we're talking about the animal itself. The animal that is Nifsal. Which, do you look at the entire animal at once, or just part of the animal that went out? That's the question that we're switching to. So, if the animal is half and half, and most of the aver is outside. So, hai mi'uta de aver, basarov aver, shadinan lei. Do you say, look at the aver? You can't look at the animal anymore. So do you look at the aver, itself, and therefore most of the aver is outside, so this entire limb is going to be burned. The entire, you look at the whole aver, needs to be burned, even the part of the aver that's still inside. Odilma, or basar behema shadinalei, or do you look at it basar behema, and if you exclude this aver, which we're trying to be done on, that it's half and half. So it's half and half, you can't say that either side of the animal wins. So basically, what do you say? Every aver goes by where it is. You're not, you don't throw it in either direction. So, no answer given. Teku, put this in the list to ask Eliyahu Hanavi. Good. Right. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Masi Lo Begavri. So says the Rabba Rav Huna that the question of Rabbi Elazar was Begavri. It was about the, it wasn't, like we just said, the second question was about the animal itself. Does this aver have to be burned or not? But it was about the people. Meaning, as follows, B'misaskin bo chamisha b'nei Adam. There were five Kohanim that were involved in this avoda. V'nafgu tlasu pashal hutrei. Three went out and two are still inside. So that's the shayla mai. Basa rov misaskin azlina. Do you go by the people who are being osig in it? And therefore, if rov are out, then maybe you look at them as a unit. And the two that are still inside are already Mitami Begadim, O Basar Behema Azlinan, or do you say no, you go after Behema, and if you look at the Behema, you go by where they are. You don't say by that you determine by the people. So Teku says the Gemara, there's no answer. Tosas wonders on top. I don't understand the second side of the suffix. Right, you go after the Behema Azlinan, what do you say? If the Behema is mostly still inside, that even if most people are outside, you'll say it's Tame, the animal's still mostly inside. It's a Havamina. What does the Gemara mean? The Mishnah already said, you look at what the animal is. So the animal is inside, and most people are outside. You're going to say that you go after Misaskin, and you're going to say there's Tumah for everybody? It's impossible. Tosfos says, no, it must be, do you go after the Behema Dafka or not? Meaning, what if the animal is most, not the most, if the animal is mostly inside, you're right, I think it's going to be Tahar. But what if the animal is mostly outside? And let's say the Misaskin are mostly inside. Something like that. That's the Shaila. But you're right. If the animal is still inside, that's for sure not going to create Tumah. Okay, let's just mention the Beis Chachma now. I was going to mention it later, but I can mention it now as well. The Beis Chachma in Parshas Chukas discusses all of these, this Tumah, the Tumah Hisaskus of going out. So he says, interestingly, that all this Tumah is, Tumas is Askus is only when there's a connection to Pnim. There had to be something in this Avoda that was done inside or connected to inside, which would then create Tumah. Why is there Tumah? Because, it doesn't say exactly, but like tomorrow's daf, we're going to start with the next parak, Shchutei Chutz. So Shchutei Chutz, what's the problem with Shchutei Chutz? Because it could have been inside. Whenever there's lost potential, in a certain sense, so that creates Tumah. That creates Tumah. So here, you're right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to do it. But maybe that's the message of these avodos. The avodos have to be done outside, but because they're done outside after having been connected to the inside of the Beis HaMikdash, that creates Tumah. That's the Beis HaMikdash, right? That's the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Chukas. Vida, he says, Ki kol avodos chutz hema mitamin begadim. All avodos chutz are mitamin begadim, viha osik bohen tamei milova l'machan ha-shechina. And whoever's osik of them is tamei. Why? Only those who are osik bifnim. I'll give examples of not. He says those are avodos that start off and have a connection inside. That's the ones who became tamei. So what are we talking about? Kemo hamishaleach hasair the azazel. Where does it start off? It starts off inside. You have the lottery done. One's Lashem, one's Azazel. It starts off inside. V'hamutzi in paraman esrafim. Or anybody who's motzi par nisrafim. Zvachim kuftal kafei. Vechena oskin papara. Also the paraduma starts off inside, you walk it out, and you even do the hazos, pene oamoed. Those are all mitami begadim. Aval. What about tzipari mitzora? Right, the avoda of a mitzora, that you kill one of the birds and you set one of them free, that's done all outside. There's no tumas esaskus there. Amazing. Hakoin enum mitami, sheinu shayach lefnim klal, or Egla Arufa. The avod of the Egla Arufa that the Zekanim do when there's an anonymous corpse. Why dafka those two? You look, you think about it. You need the Meshech Chachma to make this Hara. Right? These two versus all the other ones done outside. What's the difference? Because those two have no connection to the inside. Vizem midarki ha-Torah. Kemosha ha-akum eno mistamei vizobotor. Ki atumahi b'makom sheyesh kedusha. Tum is always with his Kedusha, and therefore if there's a connection to inside, if there's a connection to Kedusha and Torah, that's where Tumah can be. There's no Tumas Akum, what Midaraisa. Why? Because there's no ultimate connection. Like Rav Kuberman says in the footnote here, Avoda Bachutz Metames Kasher Yeshla Kesher Im Avoda Pifnim. Hayurida Min HaKedusha El Avoda Bachutz Goremes HaTumah. Ki HaTumah Tavo Rak Beheder Kedusha. That's a take home Meshach Chachma. Why are there many Avodas Pnim? Some of them are Haptumas as Askos and not like Egla Rufa, not Tzipori Mitzora, because those don't start off inside. Those have no connection to inside the Beis HaMikdash, and that's where Tumah is. Tumah is with its connection to inside, and then it goes outside. Okay, the second half of that Meshach Chachma we'll do soon. Anyway, that's this whole discussion. Can't learn. I don't think you can learn Zachum Kuftal Kufay properly without knowing that Meshach Chachma. Now we know it, Baruch Hashem, so now we appreciate. Boy, I guess before the Meshach Chachma, they had to wait for him. Moshe Rabbeinu saw it in the future. He saw everything that a Talmud Vasek was going to be Mechadesh. So he had it in mind. Okay, just getting ready for Menachos. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, that Gemara is a Menachos. I think at least similar. He saw the Rabbi Kiva with the Tagin. Okay, boy, Rabbi Elazar. Next question Rabbi Elazar asks. I think this is, if we're keeping track, I think this is the fourth. Paramusir manisrafim, she yatsu v'chazru, mahu. Rashi's shot first. Rashi says, know what the case is? They went outside, and then you took it back inside. And what's the shaila? Do we say that once it went back inside, the people that were tamei now are tar again? That's Rashi's shot. Mi amrinon, kiva denafki luhu, it's mi luhu. Do we say, hey, once it went out. Doesn't matter if it went back in. Once it went out on the way to do the avoda, so then matami bagadim. Odil makiva the hadar hadar. Do we say no? If it went back in, it went back in, and therefore they will become tar again. Yes, Tosfos on Rashi. What's the havamina? Tosfos has a great line. Second Tosfos. Pierce Bakutras to me. Boy, lelenyun tumas bagadim sheleilu showed see you. Rashi says the question is, are the kohanim that became tameh going out and then it goes back in? Do we say that it becomes tar? Vakasha atu mechitzos azara mikvatara. The kiva chenitmu miyatareim. Are the walls of the azara mikva? What, they come back in all of a sudden they're tar? What's the havamina? So Tosfos has a different shot. The Achronim trying to figure out Rashi, but the Achronim have a different shot of the Tosfos has a different shot of the Gemara. Tosfos v'nir lafarish. No, the case is as follows: it went out and then it went back in the animal, and now somebody touches it when it's inside. That's the shaila. Because now, when you're osek in the avoda, and you take it out, so now, from now on, it's metame. So is that only while it's on the way? Now it's going to be metame everybody. Or what if you brought it back in? So now it's inside. So do you look at lemaisa, it's inside? Or do you say, no, it already started the avoda's chutz. Even if you brought it back inside, we still look at it as it's being metame. That's Tosfos. What would Rashi say? What's the havamina to say? So you would have to say something like, the tumah here is kind of al tnai. He didn't really start the avoda yet. Remember there was a sheet of Reb Shimon in the Mishnah? Reb Shimon says the tumah doesn't kick in until it starts burning. So even though that's not the sheet of the Tanakhama, but still that reflects that you really didn't start the avoda yet. So once you have this tumah, it's kind of a tumah al tnai. Kind of a tumah as long as this ends up being the beginning of the avoda. Once you brought it back in, maybe we could say the mafreya, it wasn't the start of it. Maybe. Suggestion for the svara of Rashi. Okay, so what's the quick answer? So I'm Rabbi Abba Mamal. So we try to prove. Tashma, how you sold on some of motos? Our Mishnah said, if you're carrying it with motos, the sticks. Harishonim yatsu chutz l'cham aso azara. V'yachronim lo yatsu. Harishonim, so if the Rishonim went out of the outside and the Achronim did not go out yet, Harishonim she yatsu chutz l'cham aso azara. Mitamin begadim, the ones that went out, are mitame. V'yachronim ein mitame begadim ashe yetsu. But the Achronim are not mitame. What do you see from there? That the Achronim that are still inside are not mitame. So the Gemara is about to say there shouldn't be a difference between still inside or coming back inside. That's the assumption, the jump of the Gemara. It's me. And if you want to say, once it went out, it became tamei, and it's tamei forever. So even the ones inside, you should also be tamei. Why? Because you shouldn't say there's a difference between part going out and part being left back in, and something going out and something going back in. You should say it's the same thing, even though you could, right, logically think that there's a big difference, but the Gemara at this point assumes there is no difference. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says that we're rejected. Tizra, is that logical? Habiina, v'yachar yavol amachan v'leka. A different reason why we reject it, even though we could have rejected it just based on the jump. We need, in order for Tumah to kick in, we needed to be able to be Tameh, and then it says, the halach is that you can't go back into the machane until you become Tahar. So if you never went out, of course there's no Tumah there. There's nothing to talk about, because it says, Yav Achar, Yav Ola Machaneh. If you never went out of the Machaneh yet, how can you talk of Tumah yet? So basically, the Gemara is saying, how could you compare the two? How could you compare still in and coming back in? So, Ella, you're right, that's not the Shaila. Ella, Rabbi Elazar, Hechi Boila. This is, what exactly was the Rabbi Elazar's question, if this was not his question? Kagon de Nakiti La Bit Kulsi. Where the Kohanim are touching it with Kulsi. So what's this case? So it's very similar to how Tosas read the first question. But the first question was, you have Kohanim that are inside, that it was brought back in, and Kohanim touch it there. This is saying, no. What if you have, it went back in, but people are touching it while they're standing outside? They're outside! So do you say that, even if you want to say that while it's inside, you know, there'll be a certain halacha, but what if you touch it with a long stick from the outside? So, is Tumah created there? Again, there's a lot of lundus here. Just though we're going through it in the daf, but to think about what creates that Tumah says askus. Is it the actual avoda? Is it a din in the meat itself, right? When the busser goes out, it creates Tumah and it turns into an av. These are all the, how do you look at it? And what if you're standing inside? What if you're standing outside? This is all the lundus of this discussion. Okay. Period. Taner Rabbanan. Tosefta in Meseches Parim. If you have, so now we're going to talk about, we know there's a Tumas Hisaskus by these animals that have to be burnt outside. Is there a basic Tumah of Negiya also by these? What if before it went outside, something touched it? Will it be Mitami b'mago, b'masa? That's this discussion. So Tanur Rabbanan, Parim u'para, when you have the Parim Anisrafim, or the Parah Aduma, or the Seir HaMishtaleach, all of these that have the Avodah done outside, HaMishtaleach, HaSorfon v'HaMotziyon Mitami b'gadim, all the ones that are actually involved in the Avodah are Mitami b'gadim, they become Tamei, V'hein Atzman, Ein Mitamin b'gadim. But they themselves, hein atzman, they are not mitami begadim, meaning the animals themselves, not doing the avoda. See Rashi on the first wide line, para uparim atzman, ein mitami begadim, hanogin bahen below misaskin. Right, if you're not misaskin, even on the way out, even if it's on the way out, let's say somebody goes and just touches one of these animals. They're not tame. It's a tumas hisaskus, which is a totally different type of Tumah. Aval, back to the Gemara, Aval mitamin ochlenu mashkin, the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that these animals are not going to be mitami maga people, but they're not going to be mitami maga kalim, because both of those require avatumah, a very strong Tumah to be mitami adam kalim, but they're going to be mitami ochlenu mashkin. That low level, they are going to be mitami. That's Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, para uparim, they're mechalik. Para uparim, the para aduma, and the para manisrafim, mitamin ochlin umashkin, they are mitame food and drink. Seir mishtaleach ain't a mitame. Seir mishtaleach is not mitame anything. Why? Shehu chai, because it's still alive. It's the only one of the three that are still alive when it's being let out. V'chai ain't a mitame ochlin umashkin. A live animal is not tame. Right, there's no tumah by balechayim. Right, so that's the chachamim's shita. So the Gemara says, Bish, the Moller Ben Meir, according to Ben Meir, I understand how all three could be matami ochlenu mashkin. Why? Kid the Tana, Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Shmuel says in a brisa, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, I'll call Zera Zerua, the Pasik, which is the source for Hechsher Lekabel Tumma, which we'll talk more about, as Hashem Mazram, Shein Sovenly Tame, Tumma Chamura. Vitzrich and Hechsher, what's the Drasha? Just like Zraim, seeds. Seeds are not Sovenly Tame Tumma Chamura. A seed can never be matami a person. Tumah chamura means it can be mitami adam v'kelim. That's tumah chamura. So a seed which cannot be mitami tumah chamura v'tzrich in hechsher, and therefore it needs to be mukshal lekabel tumah before, right, one of the seven liquids has to touch it. Av kol she'etz ofen litami tumah chamura. So do everything that does not have this ultimate power to be mitami tumah chamura v'tzrich in hechsher. That's what requires hechsher. What, does a dead body need hechsher? No, dead body doesn't have to become wet, right? Or any of the avos atumah, shichva zera. Or any, they don't have to become wet. That all of those avos or aviavos, that does not require hechsher because of this drasha. Yatzisas Nevelas Oftar, excluding, for example, Nevela of an Oftar, Shesofali Tami Tuma Chamu Revezer Yechanachshir. Right, Nevelas Oftar is one of the Avos Atuma. It's only Beis Ablia, as we said, a unique way of making the person tame when it is in the person's mouth. So that's is Sofali Tami Tuma Chamura, and therefore it does not need to be Hochshar. That bird does not need to be Hochshar, the Kabal Tuma. But what else could you say? Sir Lazazel. Sir Lazazel also is Sofali Tami Tuma Chamura. Therefore, it shouldn't need Hechshar, and it should be able to be Metame, Ochlin, should be able to be Metame, Ochlin, Mashkin. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Meir says, even by Sir Lazazel, El Rabbanon, E is Lahulu Tan of the Verbi Shmael, but according to Rabbanon, what do they say? If they hold a ton of the Verbi Shmael, Afilu Sir HaMishtaleach, even the Sir Mishtaleach should be able to be Metame, food, Ochlin, Mashkin, E Lesle, and if they don't hold of him, Afilu Paraminon. Said he know any of these? But if you reject that drasha, how do you know any of these should be able to be metame? So the Gemara answers, Kiyasar Avdimi, Amar, Amri, B'ma'arava, Tzrich and Hechter Tumma Mimakom Acher. Rabbanim would say that no, we're not understanding fully this whole limud. Everybody agrees that you need Mukhshar L'Kabal Tumma. But if it's not Ra'ui, and if it's a Baal Chai, it's for sure not going to be able to be Metame, the Rabbanan would say. The whole discussion here is not really whether it needs Mokshar L'Kabal Tuma, but if it needs to become Tame or it's automatically Tame. That's the Shaila. Nevelas Oftar doesn't have to touch anything else to become Tame. Or any of the other Avos, they're automatically Tame. They might need Mokshar L'Kabal Tuma. That's true. Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says about the sixth, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to last wide line. Aval chazi l'tuma mias ba'alma be'inon. You always need roi l'tuma. The question is whether tuma sets in automatically or not. And vali chaimer, not roi l'tuma. So therefore, while it's alive, the Rabbanan say, it's not going to become tame. We mentioned in the past the machlokas between the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch. How to understand exactly the concept of hokshul l'kabal tuma. The pashas is the Ramban. The Ramban holds that every time, right, a food, something that grows, has to become wet from one of the seven liquids before it can become tameh. So why is that? The Ramban says it's a food, but the spiritual, the tuma and tara pores of this item are not open yet. Some kind of a Kabbalistic idea. And that's why it needs Hochshar. V'tame Hechshar b'avor ki lichlo chasheretz v'metamim yidbeik b'ma'achalim b'lachus. V'lo kem b'yaveshim. V'asta atar ha'chaka yaseir l'tame ha'mokshar b'mayim v'nigvu sh'donin v'zvarin l'shirin. Even if after it gets dried. But once it's wet, so that's the spiritual pores are now open. That's the Ramban. The Chinuch says something more fundamental though. The Chinuch, in the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of Tumas Ochlin. So in the mitzvah of Tumas Ochlin, the Chinuch says in Kuf Samach, Kuf Samach says, Ochel can become Tamei. Before it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, it's not Ochel. The Shem Ochel is not Nigmar. It sounds like an Achron talking, but the Chinuch says it beferish. The Shem Ochel is not Nigmar until it becomes wet. Says the Chinuch, maybe this is because people always wash off fruits and vegetables before they eat them. So maybe that's why. It's not really an Ochel.
That's
the line. They're not called Ochel. According to the Rabban, they are called Ochel. You just got to open up the pores. The Chinuch says more fundamentally that it's not called Ochel until it's Hochshar with one of the seven Yad Shach Adams. That's the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch. Ramban and Sefer HaChinuch. You think about the, we're talking about the Sira Mishtaleach. The Sira Mishtaleach and compared to the other Karbanos. Basically, we've two things that we mentioned before and one thing that we have not. The Ramban and the Ibn Ezra have a discussion about the Seir Mishtaleach. It's one of the most unusual avodos that we have the whole year. You take a seir and you push them off the cliff. Like, what are you doing there? At least by like the other one, Parma Nisrafim, you're burning the animal. So you burn in the base of the Midrash, you burn outside the base of the Midrash. There's like a parallel. The Seir Lazazel. What is that? So the Ibn Ezra has a line which many of the later Rishonim try to figure out. The Ibn Ezra says, well, you'll understand this when you're 33. That's what he says. He says, when you're 33. So, do we any of us understand this already? We've passed that. V'ani agal lecha ksas hasod beremez biyoscha ben shloshim v'shalosh tida enu. That's what he says. So says the Ramban, I'm going to reveal his secret. He said a secret, but ani harachil megalasod. I'm the rachil, says the Rambam, megalasod. It doesn't mean 33. It means count 33 psukim from here. That's what he means. If you count 33 psukim from here, you get to the pasuk of the iser of being makriv bachutz to the seirim. Laman yaviu es bnei yisrael zivchem asherim zovchem apnei asadeh veviyam Hashem al pesach ha'omoed. Reva lo yisbechu od es zivchehem la seirim asherim zonim achareihem. Right, don't send these karbanas to the other forces out there. That's the iser daraisa of shchut echutz. But the Eben Ezra connects this seir lazazel. It's kind of like a present that we're giving. And the Ramban says it's not avodah zarah. The Ramban gives a mashal. We don't understand it fully. The Ramban gives a mashal. Imagine a king makes a meal, and then he tells one of his servants to bring food to one of the other servants. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, for whatever reason, that the prosecuting forces need a karban, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us that we should give a karban to them. But really, it's listening to the Tzivui Hashem. It's not actually giving them, and obviously they don't need karbanis, right? Like many sources say, but that's the mashal given, that we actually giving to something to the dark side, so to speak. That's the Ramban. But I saw last night in that same Meshech Chachma that talks about this tumah. He says, you know what this is like, the Seir LaZazel. He's talking about it there. Where is this piece? Beginning of Chukas. You know what it's like? It's kind of like getting vaccinated. What happens when you get vaccinated? You take a little bit of the disease, and that itself solves all the problems. You'll never get sick. So he says that's the Seir LaZazel. You get a little bit of the a karban l'seirim, and that solves. That solves. There's no issue. He says, "Matzanu chuka b'sisri ateva she'eres hamachle, a poison that causes sickness behis harkava b'dmei hachole. When it goes into a little bit with the blood of the chole, az yizem mazor. That'll be a healing. Kasher nispashet ka'es refua b'nishuche kelev shote ubechole askara." Right? How do you get vaccinated for dog bites? You give a little dog bite stuff. V'od machlo shonos. Cain besisriat Torah, kipara aduma besirah mishtaleach kasher yasu zem mishtalech mibefnim v'zem nochach pesach ha'amoed zem echaper v'zem etaher umi yavo besod Hashem. That's what he ends off. So we don't understand this fully, but that's his mashal. That's his mashal given there. Okay, let's continue now. He doesn't say when you're 40 you'll understand it. He says when you're usually we have that source. You know, you only understand your Rebbe after 40. Okay. Weiter. Where are we up to? Boy, Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar has another kasha. Rebbe Lazar is a lot of action on this daf. Parm was here minus rafim. Aujidam oklanum mashkin bifnim mikabachutz. Parm is here minus rafim. So, we just said, they're metami oklanum mashkin. Right, according to everybody. Sir lazalzal is machlokas. But they're metami oklanum mashkin, according to everybody. Are they metami oklanum mashkin even inside, before they went out? Or only after they went out? Only when Tumas Askos kicks in, that's when Tumas Mago kicks in. Or do we say no, because it's going to or not? So meaning, what do we say? Mechusar Yitzia kum Mechusar Maisa Dami Olo? Do we say, going out, you didn't go out yet, so that's Mechusar Maisa, therefore it's not going to make not going to create Tumas Nagi up? Or not? Basa Dabaya Hadar Pashta, Mechusar Yitzia kum Mechusar Maisa Dami. So we say, we paskin that it is kum Mechusar Maisa, and therefore it is not Metame. It is not metame. Ask Tosis, a bomb kasha, bottom Tosis. What was the Havamina? That it'll be metame mishum maga? So why isn't it metame itself? If you say there's a concept of Tumas maga and not only Tumas is askus, and you're saying maybe it applies bifnim, so why isn't it metame its own emurin, which have to be burned on the inside of the, burned inside the Mizbeach. If you say the Tumah only starts outside, fine. The Emurim are taken out before you take it out. You burn the Emurim and then you take it out. But if you say the Tumas Maga starts inside, so the Basar is connected to the Emurim, so that all the Emurim should become Tumah. You know there's an answer to the Kasha, but that's Tosas Kasha. V'im Tomar, im Tamu Bifnim, im Ken Yitamu Ase Emurim. So Tami itself. V'yesh Lomar, to Mechusar Chaticha Pshita Davika Mechusar Maisa. Below the time of Pshat's pre-shot, period, comma. Right? The only question is Mechusar Yitzia, where you have to go out. Do you say that's Mechusar Maisa? But Mechusar, an act of cutting, that's for sure Mechusar Maisa. So, for sure, until you cut it, it's not going to become Tameh. What about the second that you cut it? The second that you cut it, it's still touching. So, below the time of Pshat's pre-shot, the Bairi, Benitazim Balkarcho. Maybe you grab it away. The second that you cut it, you grab it away so it's not touching. Okay, you gotta do that very quickly. Then Tosas goes to Yerushalmi, but the Son Kachim, And the Gemara says, no, maybe there's a rule that even though something can be matami other, it's not matami itself. For example, paraduma. Quotes the Mishnah in Parah. The Mishnah in Parah is not, it's matami anybody who's involved in it and touches it, but it's not matami itself. So you find that. It's unusual, but you find that. That's the answer to Tosas Kasha. Even if you want to say it's mechusar chaticha, could be lavka mechusar maisa, but still that sometimes you find tumah only goes out and doesn't go in. Fascinating ha'ara, important question of Tosfos, and that's the answer of the Tzon Kachim right on this Tosfos. Okay? Weiter. Boy mene Rabbi Abba bar Shmua mir Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Nevelas oftal Rabbi Meir maushi tami bekezayis. So according to Rabbi Meir, who said that what? What Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir who said that Sir Lazazel could also create Tumah, so you see he's more flexible. He doesn't need Ra'ui. He doesn't have the regular rules of Tumah here. So what about here? Usually you need a Kebetza to be Matame. So what do you say here? Would Rabbi Meir say a Kezayis here? By Nevelas Oftar, because you see, he doesn't require the regular rules. So Gemara says, if the piece of bird is sitting on the ground, there's no shaila. Of course, that needs kabesa, because it's not on its way to bukav tame. If it's already in the mouth, of course, kizayis already works also. What if it's in your hand? That's in the middle. It's on your way to the. It's on its way to the mouth, but it's not yet. Mechusar kravik or mechusar maiso dami alo. Same type of shaila. Do you say it's lav kamechusar maisa? So the Gemara answers mechusar kreva lav kamechusar maisa. It's not kamechusar maisa, or on the side, right? It says where it is lav kamechusar maisa, and therefore it is considered according to the Meir, it would be only a kezayis. Kezayis would be enough for this tumah, even though usual rules are beitza, but here kezayis would be enough. So is that really true? Eisvei. We learned in the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The first Mishnah in Maseches Taros, which is in Seder Taros, right? The first Mishnah lists off, there are 13 unique halachas that apply to Nevelas Oftar. Shlosha Esar Dvarim. Never Nevelas Oftar. Vizeh Echad Mehem. This is one of them. This is actually the first one. Sricha Machshava Ve'ein Sricha Hechsher. What does that mean? Rov Rishonim, including Rashi in Maseches Nida, on Daf Nun, where this Gemara comes up. So you know what that means? You have to think of it as food. Tzricha machshava. If you have no plans to eat it, so then it's not called nevelas oftar yet, and therefore these rules don't apply. The only tumah beis ablia is only when you have plans to eat it. Tzricha machshava ve'ein tzricha hechsher, and it does not have to become mukshar in order to be matame. Right, that was the rule we said before. For some reason, Rashi here gives a different shot. Rashi on the third, second, top Rashi on top. Tzricha machshava means, machshava to me, if you have less than a kezayis, so the nevelas oftar, and you have other food in your mouth, then it's mashlim to make it all tamei bikabetza, to be matami other foods. Or to be makabel, tumas ochlam b'maga. It can't become tamei. They ask the Gilyan Ashas, right here on that Rashi, why does Rashi do this for? He says, look at Rashi himself in Nida, and all the Rishonim give a much more simple pshat. Straightforward. Right, you need machshava that this is a food. Why does Rashi here give a different shot? So if you look in the Tzon Kachim, again, second time in 3 minutes, the Tzon Kachim right here says, you know what the difference is? The difference is that here we're talking about within Shitas Rabbi Meir. Within Rabbi Meir, the context of the Gemara is that maybe Rabbi Meir holds rule breakers. The regular rules of Tumah doesn't apply. So maybe you wouldn't need it to have a shame ochel, according to Rabbi Meir. That's why Rashi gives the other pshat. You wouldn't need it to have a shem ocha. Okay, there are other maybe the chad between different karbanas, but that is the pshat of Rashi. Anyway, so the Mishnah says that these are the items said by Nevelas Oftar. Umetami tumas ochlin bikebetza, and it says kebetza you need. So my lab Rabbi Meir, isn't this the shita of Rabbi Meir who we just said from Rabbi Chia that you only need a kezai, it's not a kebetza, so it's a kasha. Lo rabbanani. No, maybe this Mishnah is the Rabbana, not Rabbi Meir. I have Aktani Reisha. But what about the first line? Sricha Machshava means Sricha Hechsher. It says you need Machshava and not Hechsher. Machshava Mislei HaSvara, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that holds that Svara. Right, which we said earlier on Amud Aleph. Umi de Reisha Rabbi Meir, Seven Ami Rabbi Meir. So if the first half of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, shouldn't the second half be Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara says, Midi Arya, Hakadisa, Hakadisa. No. Is that a proof? One part is like Rabbi Meir, one part is like the Rabbana, no problem. I have Hamid Dani Seifa. What about the end of the Mishnah? Shchitasa umlikasa mitahareras trefasa mitamasa. If you shecht or do malika to an oath tahar, so then that prevents the tumah. Mataras trefasa. If it's a trefa, there's still no tumas nevela. So who all that? So mancha amislei hai svar Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. So reisha v'sefer Rabbi Meir misyasa rabbanon. Is that possible? The Rabbi Yehuda Anasi would have been so same. Like Rabbi Meir, 1 and 3, and 2 is the rabbanon. The Gemara answers yes. In reisha v'sefer Rabbi Meir misyasa rabbanon. Even though it's somewhat clumsy, but still that is a definite possibility. Period. End of section. Don't you sit down until you give me the answer to this question. He's very excited. Right? Doesn't even let his Rebbe sit down. Don't sit down until you give me an answer to this question. According to Rebbe Meir, we just said that there might be rule breakers by these types of tumas that don't need hechsher. It's not regular tumas. So nevelas of tahar Rebbe Meir, who we said kezayis is enough, and maybe you don't even need a shame ochel. What does he consider nevelas of tahar? When nevelas of tahar touches a food, does it make it a rishon or does it make it a sheni? That's the shaila. Mon in la rishon v'sheni or ain mon in rishon v'sheni? What does it make it? According to the Rabbanan, it for sure makes it into a sheni. That's for sure, Rashi explains. Because nevelas of tahar is not so strong. But according to Rabbi Meir, that you only need a kezayis and it's a rule breaker, maybe even a rishon. So Amar Lei says the Gemara no. Kol hecha demetami adam b'maga mona barisha v'sheni. No, anything that can make a person a rishon and mitami a person b'maga, then you can make other things, food into a rishon and sheni. Meaning only an av. Kol hecha dein mitami adam b'maga ein mona barisha v'sheni. Anything that doesn't have too much maga to a person, you cannot count the rishon v'sheni. I didn't see it, but in that there's a lekach tov that we've quoted a number of times at the end of Klal Aleph. He has that Chakira, how do you look at Nevelos of Tahar? Do you look at it as a Tumas Maga, but a unique type of Tumas Maga, only the inside of the mouth? Or do you say, no, it's a new type of Tumas, Tumas Achila? There's a big discussion in a lot of sources that he quotes, but I tried to read a lot of it, but I didn't see this one, but this is Mamash Mefurish. Right, it's Mefurish, that Nevelos of Tahar is not considered Heicha De'ena, it's considered Ein Metame Adam Maga. Right, and that's why it's excluded. Because only something that's Tumas Maga creates Risha V'Sheni. But if it's not Tumas Maga, so it would be Beferish calls the Nevelos of Tahar not a Tumas Maga. So you can put this on the list that to say that it's a Tumas Achila, not a Tumas Maga. Period. Weiter. Boy, Menei Reb Zer, Menei Rebbe Ami Bar Chiya. V'Ami La Reb, Menei Rebbe Abin Bar Kahana. Ho, Ditznan, Chiburi Ochlan Adi Mashkin. Let's say you have two pieces of Nevela. A half a Kezias of Nevela and a half a Kezias of Nevela. And it's connected by liquid. In between them. So, chiburi ochlan ayde mashkin, chibur l'tuma kala, vein chibur l'tuma chamura. So the statement is that, it's a brisa, the Tanya, it's considered tuma, a chibur, meaning it's all a kezayis for tuma kala, to make food tame, but it's not considered a chibur for tuma chamura. But to touch a person, if you have two half kezayis of nevela that are connected by liquid in the middle, if it touches a person, then it's not gonna make the person tame. Rashi says, I don't know the reason for this. V'taymalo yadana. Okay, but that's the statement of the brisa. So the question is, mona barisha v'sheni, why ain't mona barisha v'sheni? That food that it could make tamei, is that, does it make it a rishon or does it make it a sheni? So amalei, same thing. Kol hecha da adam, metami adam, mona barisha v'sheni, ain't metami adam, ain't mona barisha v'sheni. If something cannot be metami a person, that it's not metamei a risha v'sheni. So it expands the rule that we just said before, and we just said in terms of maga, here we just said in terms of making them tamei itself. Period. The Mishnah had said that once both the outer and the inner people went out, so then we say that they are both tamei. Where going out from where? So remember what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah said, Azara. Right, the Mishnah spoke about if you go out, L'chumos ha'azara, the Azara. So, how do you know that? Minani Mili, so how do you know it's referring to the Azara? Ditana Rabbanan, Lahalanu Omer, Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, over there, Lahalan, by the Parko and Godel. And the Parko and Davershal Tzibur, it says outside of three Machnos. Kan, L'machana Achas, and here, it doesn't say that. Lomar Lacha, Kimish Yasa, Chutz L'machana Achas, Matamai Begadim. That's why the other ones, by the other, Paraman is dropping on the discussion. One machnos is going to be good enough because it doesn't say gimel machnos there. The Yigufa Minalan, where do you see gimel machnos over there? The Tanur Rabbanan. Because the Brayse says as follows. By the way, see on the side, Sanhedrin Membeis, this is also the source that the Beis HaSkila has to be Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, according to Or Machna Acha. Same discussion. The Tanur Rabbanan. V'hotzi yitzakol ha'par mi'chutz l'machane, I take the power outside. Chutz L'Gimel Machnos. Outside of all three. Ata Omer Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, you say all three, outside of Machane, Shechina, Machna Levi, Machna Yisrael, outside of all three. Is that where you have the Makom Hadeshen? O Eino Ella, Mechana Achas, or do you only have it outside of one? Kshu Omer Bepar Ha'eda Michutz LaMachana. It says by the Par Halom Davar Shel Tzibur, go outside of the Machana. She ain't Zorach Lomar. You don't really need that because if you remember that we had back the all the discussions, right? All three, right? All the permanent stuff, and we learned back and forth to each other. Shari Kvar Nemar Kasher Zorach is a Par Harishon. You already have that. So Litein Lo Machana Shnia. So why did it say that to teach you go out of a second Machana? Kshu Omer Michutz LaMachana. Badeshen, and when it says that you have to burn it in the outside of the machadesh, ain't zarech lomer. Again, you don't have to say that. Shekvar nemar al shevach adeshen yisareif. Litein lo machane shlishis. So that's to teach me a machane shlishis, three machanos that are included. Again, if you remember, that's what we're going to stop today. But just one more hosafa. We mentioned this in a parsha shir last year, parsha Chukas. But it's fascinating. For Soloveitchik has the ha'ara. That where Parah Aduma takes place, right before it's in Chukas. What happened right before it? Korach. Parshas Korach, and the end of Parshas Korach is all the Manas Kahuna. That'll happen in year one, year two, right at the beginning of the 40 years. Right after Chukas, what happens? Right after Parah Aduma, Miriam dies. So Parah Aduma is the vacuum of 38 years in the Torah. We know nothing about those 38 years. From the time Korach had the fight until Miriam died. Miriam died in the 40th year. Right, so everything, what happened? The only thing we have, the only message we have is Parah Aduma. You know why? It says Rav Soloveitchik, because what did they do all those 38 years? We know one thing. They all died. They all died. The punishment of the Meraglim, they all died. How did they deal with it? How did the rest of Klal Yisrael deal with this tragedy, deal with this experience? Parah Aduma. Parah Aduma, meaning deal. Parah Aduma isn't just dealing with Tumas Mace, it's dealing with Mace. It's dealing with death. And that's the Chok. So is Chukas HaTorah, says the Rav of Salvation. It's in Reflections of the Rav, Volume 2. So is Chukas HaTorah. It's not just the Avodah of the Parah Aduma, but it's death itself. Is the real Chuk is death. The real chukah is death is intimated by a similarity of phraseology in the text. By Parah Aduma, it's Zos Chukas HaTorah, and, Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel. Right, that the same lashon is used. That's death is a mocking fate which awaits us all, a trauma of human helplessness which disturbs our existential serenity. It is an absurdity which undoes all of man's rational planning, his dreams and hopes. We wonder, why should the foremost of God's creations have an awareness of his mortality and therefore live in constant dread and distress in face of its inevitability? Right, nobody can say it like the Rav. Right, but that's the, and he talks about the why dafka, it's the only type of tumah that you don't just jump into mikvah. Right? You don't have a mikvah. You need to have hazza'ah done onto you also. Because it's reflecting, like, I can't do it myself. I have to be an object. I can't just be a subject. I can't do it myself. I have to submit to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to the actions of Hashem. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we will continue by the Hashem tomorrow with Reb Shimon, getting into the 13th parak, as we're heading there into the last two prakim of Maseches Vachim.